This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We are facing, as we just heard from Anita, I mean, we're already in water restrictions.
Yep.
The drought is here in Sydney.
Yep.
But the big news is this morning that apparently we're using more water now than we were before water restrictions were put in place.
Really?
Yeah. And so Sydney Water is thinking of raising prices on water in order to encourage us to save water.
Well, I mean, the problem with that is if you're already feeling the pinch with your bills, especially heading into Christmas season, that's really going to hurt.
Yeah. Yep.
That's not fun at all.
But I think we should flip this round and make it a more of a positive conversation about how we can actually do more saving of water. Ali's has gone out to, like, Dubbo, and you're going to hear more about what she was up to in the coming weeks. But she was saying this morning that the drought out there is so severe. It's like 4% capacity on the biggest dam, Burrendong Dam. Like,
oh, gosh.
It's not good. But I think we can all do something.
Okay, so these are like little water-saving tips for home.
That's right. What are you doing around the house to save a bit of water? Or maybe even at work? 1-300-40-2020. We'd love to hear from you. One thing that we're doing, so Cheeky Chops just turned one. She's doing a baby bath because it's just easier. And we end up taking that water and tipping it on the garden at the end.
No, that's
right. Rather than tipping it down the sink.
It's great.
So, you know, there's something you can do. You're watering the garden with recycled water.
2-minute showers.
2 minutes?
It's a competition.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
2-minute showers.
2-minute showers.
Do you have a timer at your house? Or
yep.
Would you use an old school sand timer?
Chuck the phone on.
Hourglass?
Say, what do you do? Hey, Siri, set a timer for 2 minutes.
Your timer is set for 10 minutes.
I said two.
10 minutes.
You never listen to me, Siri.
Now we're going to get... Okay, so I've got a timer now that's going for 10 minutes.
Do you?
Great, it's going to go off in 10 minutes.
I did say two.
All right, hopefully we're not anywhere that happens. Anyway, get in touch and let us know your water-saving tips. What do you do around the house? We want to encourage each other as a Hopeland community to save a bit of water.
Good.
1-300-40-2020 or the text line 0448-40-2020. And we'll see what happens in 10 minutes' time when my phone... Actually, 9.5 minutes.
Yep.
You said it on my phone.
Oh, did I?
For 10 minutes, not two. Siri.
Love it when we get sass on the text.
Mm.
Duncan obviously doesn't have long hair. It's impossible to wash your body and hair in under 2 minutes. I don't have long hair on my head.
It's going to be really quick.
But my chest hair is like a thicket of forest.
Please. Please. There's news out this morning that we are using more water now than we were before water restrictions were put in place.
That's right.
And Sydney Water's considering raising the water price to discourage us from using water during the drought.
Yeah, so we're sharing water-saving tips.
Want to know your best tips on 1-300-40-2020. Good morning, Christine in Northmead.
Good morning.
What's your advice?
Well, one of the things that I've been doing for a while is running water from the washing machine out into the garden, especially for watering the tree. We forget that if the trees aren't watered, they take a long time to grow and they can actually become damaged and cause issues, whereas we can actually replace some of the smaller plants. So having strong trees is something that's really important in lots of ways, shorter showers, those kinds of things. But even my mum's in Goulburn, and so she takes a bucket into the shower and all of that water from when you first turn the tap on goes into the bucket, and then that's able to go out to the garden as well.
Ah, very wise.
Wow.
Yeah. Key with grey water from your laundry too is you can't store it. You have to use it immediately on the garden. And there's, that's a good advice.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Christine. Rachel and Barara, what a saving tip do you have?
Morning, guys. I've got a washing machine that I can save my rinse cycle on, and I use that as my next wash cycle.
Right.
Oh.
So say that again.
So you save the... I've got a bigger sink in my laundry, and I save the rinse cycle from my wash.
Yeah.
Put it in the sink, and then I re-put that back into the machine and use it as my wash cycle for the next cycle.
Wow.
Genius.
That's really, really cool.
So is it a special thing that it'll then suck that out of the sink?
Yeah, it's a Simpson. There's not many machines like it. When I tried to buy one, I've had this one for 14 years, and the guy said, oh, this is usually a machine that people use in the country. So
genius. Yeah. I had no clue that existed.
That's great.
You'd save the wash water, but I figured that's already really dirty. The rinse water's a bit cleaner, so I use it as my wash cycle and then just have a clean rinse cycle.
That's really cool.
Oh, that is so good.
Thanks, Rachel. That's a good tip. Margaret in Jordan Springs, what's your water saving tip in your place?
Well, the other two lovely ladies do what I do as well, but the thing that shocked me the most was I put the bucket in the shower the other day and I thought, I'll see how long it takes for the shower to get hot. It took 15 litres of water.
Whoa!
So then wow.
Yeah, 15 litres. So I've got four adult children living at home, so we've got three showers. So I figured that's 60 litres of water. That's clean water because you're not washing under the water until it's hot enough. So I use that to clean the patio and things. But we also have a bucket in the kitchen. For example, you boil eggs, you pour the water from the eggs into the bucket rather than down the sink.
Oh, yes.
And, yeah, just little things like that. I'm quite shocked at how much water that just goes down the drain. So I do the same thing. Our grey water goes onto the garden. We're lucky. We have a water tank that pumps and flushes the toilets, and it also fills our pool.
Oh, brilliant.
So
yep.
The people we're renting off have sort of everything when they built this house.
Oh, fantastic.
But I'm still shocked at how much water we use and it just goes straight down the drain. So yeah. I do the same thing. We water our plants with it. We water the grass. I clean with the clean water. Unfortunately, my washing machine hasn't got that facility where I can recycle it, but I can bucket it back in.
Yeah. That's amazing. Thanks so much, Margaret. Appreciate your call this morning. And let's wrap it up with you, Claire. What do you do in your place?
We also collect the bath water.
Yep.
And it's like a family activity, putting it on the garden with buckets and watering cans. And I'm a keen gardener. I work as a gardener. And so I plant the plants that are drought tolerant and that don't use a lot of water. And I think about what vegetables I plant. And the most important thing is on top, compost and lots of mulch to try and keep the moisture in the soil.
Brilliant.
So that it's not just drying out.
Great.
Brilliant.
Thanks, yes. Claire, for that this morning.
No problem.
Have a good day.
Hey, same
to you. Abby says, my mum uses her biggest veggie washing tub to collect water while we wash veggies, fruits, wash hands and some non-oily dishes. We have a bucket next to the sink she empties the water into. My dad brings it to the garden to water the plants.
Brilliant.
Recycle water's the best. That's great. And Mia.
Oh, I'm done with that 10-minute shower.
That 10-minute shower is done.
That's a long time. That was a break, a song and another break.
Yeah. Let's finish it with Mia. My sister uses Google Home to play a song that goes for 3 minutes when she showers. She makes sure that she's done showering by the time the song is finished. That's better than an egg timer.
Yeah, just FYI, 3 minute songs limits you to late 90s punk. So
yeah,
enjoy Unwritten Law, Hoobastank, and Blink-182 as your shower tune.
If you want a 3 minute Hillsong song, it's never happening.
It's not possible.
Not happening.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.